ברשוס חבריי וידידיי, ברשוס כל הכל הקודש הזה, this gathering is a true Kiddush Shem Shamayim. For over 20 years, we've come together every Tisha B'Av to gain insight and understanding of the Avodas Hayom, of Golus and Geula, of Churban and Binyan. I'm gratified that this event has continued, and it's a zchus to be able to still have some part in it. At the same time, it feels all wrong to be making a recording a few days before Tisha B'Av for Tisha B'Av morning. It's counterintuitive. Reb Levi Yitzchok Mibaditshev Zeicher Tzadik Livrocha, 1 year after the Suda HaMafsekes, he stood at the window, looking out into the distance. And he stood deep in thought. And in the meantime, the Yidden were making their way to Shul for Maariv, for Eicha, and Reb Levi Yitzchok was standing quietly, staring out the window. Eventually, everyone was ready and waiting, and Reb Levi Yitzchok was still lost in his machshavos. So the Gabba went over and he said, Rebbe, de'ilam vat, the people are waiting for the Rebbe to join. And Reb Levi Yitzchok looked at his Gabba and he said, Zog me, tell me, Es schon gekommen, zu es noch nicht gekommen. Has he come or has he not come? Did Mashiach arrive? And the Gabba said, No, Rebbe, es noch nicht gekommen. He hasn't come. And Reb Levi Yitzchok burst out crying. And he ran to Shul to join the Tzibur for Eicha. So I think any Yid who's a Mamin, Babias HaMashiach, has to be making a recording for Tisha B'Av Al HaTzad, that Es Noch Nish Gekumen, that by Tisha B'Av Mashiach will still not have come, with a hope, with a tefillah, that this recording won't be needed after all. B'yoyim Hamar Hazeh, on this day of Tisha B'Av, let's listen to one of the many nevuos that Yirmiyahu HaNovi was sent to give to Klal Yisrael, to warn Klal Yisrael that if they didn't do tshuva, the churban would happen. The pasuk says at the beginning of Kapitel Zayin, Hadovor Asher Hoyo El Yirmiyahu Me'eis Hashem Lemur. Yirmiyahu was given this nevuah Me'eis Hashem, and he was told, Amoid V'sha Beis Hashem, stand in the gate of the Beis HaMikdosh, V'koroso Shomes Hadovor Azeh, and read there this nevuah V'omarto. And this is what you should tell Klal Yisrael. Shimu dvar Hashem kol Yehuda, haboim bashorim ho'eile leishtachavois l'Hashem. Listen to this dvar Hashem, all Klal Yisrael who come to these she'orim, to these gates, leishtachavois l'Hashem, to serve Hashem. Koi omar Hashem, tzvokois eloikei Yisrael. So says Hashem Tzvokis Elikei Yisrael, Heitivu Darcheichem Umal Aleichem V'ashakno Eschem B'amokoyim Azeh. Do tshuva, better your ways. Make good your masim. And then the Pasuk says, Yirmiyahu tells Klal Yisrael, don't think it can't happen. Al tivtechu lochem el divrei hasheker lemoir. Heichal Hashem, heichal Hashem, heichal Hashem heimo. Don't listen to the divrei hasheker. To those who say, look, this is the Beis HaMikdosh, this is the Heichal Hashem. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't remove his Shechina from the Beis HaMikdosh. We've nothing to worry about. Yirmiyahu says, don't trust those people, don't listen to them. That's Sheker. Al tivtechu lochem el divrei hasheker leimur. Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem heimo. And the Malbim on this posuk gives a beautiful taich, an explanation of these words, Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem heimo. He says the people were saying that the Churban can't happen, because this is the Heichal Hashem. Hashem won't remove his Shechina from the Beis HaMikdosh. But Yirmiyahu was saying to them, don't trust those who say Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem, because Heichal Hashem heimo. Your masim, your behavior, you yourselves, you are the Heichal Hashem. And the Shechina will only exist in the Beis HaMikdosh to the degree that the Shechina is there, b'soichon, b'soich kol echod ve'echod, in the hearts of every Yid. And therefore, don't think the Churban can't happen. Don't say, Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem, because Heichal Hashem heimo, because they, the Yidden themselves, are Heichal Hashem. And every year when we sit on the floor on Tisha B'Av, we remember that we didn't cause the Churban, but we are the Churban. The Shechina left. The Shechina had no place in the Beis HaMikdosh because the Shechina no longer had a place within us, b'soich kol echod ve'echod. And every Tisha B'Av we try and understand what we need to do. We try again to look for ways to rebuild the Churban that is us, the Heichal Hashem Heimo. The Medrash, in one of the psichtas, one of the introductions to Eichel, brings the well-known chazal of what took place b'shas the Churban, b'shas HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to destroy the Beis HaMikdosh, and it was happening. So the Medrash says that the Ovis HaKdoshim came to plead with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Miyad posach Avraham lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Avraham said, Rabbeinu shel Olam, lemeo shono nosato li bein. You gave me a son when I was 100 years old. And then, when he was 37, you told me, Kachno es bincho es yechidcho asher havto es Yitzchok. And I went, Lasu is retzincho. I didn't have rachmonus. I went to do what you asked. V'loi tizker li zois, v'loi terachim al bonai. Avraham Avinu says, won't you remember this, Mesirus Nefesh, and have rachmonus on Klal Yisrael? Won't you prevent Churban Beis HaMikdosh in the Zechus, of my avodah. And in the Midrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't even answer. There's no answer. And then Yitzchok came. Posach Yitzchok va'oma. He said, Rabbeinu Shalom, when Avraham Avinu said, Elohim yireh Eloi haseh le'oilo b'ni. And I understood that I was going to be the oilo. I went to be nikrav, to be nekad, berotzoin. I went happily. I stretched out my neck under the sakin, under the knife. Won't you remember this? Won't you have rachmonos on Klal Yisrael? And again, the Eibishter doesn't answer. And then Yaakov Avinu talks about the tzar gidul bonim he went through in being mamid, the shivtei koh, the nisyonos, the difficulties, the challenges, the tzar. And he says, Rabbeinu Shalom, won't you have rachmonos? And again, the Eibishter doesn't answer. Moshe Rabbeinu comes, and there's an arichus. The Midrash describes at length how Moshe Rabbeinu was mevakesh rachmu. He pleaded with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He spoke about the 40 years, arboim shona okut bedoir, the 40 years that I led Klal Yisrael b'mesirus nefesh. And he said, Rabbeinu Shalom, won't you have rachmonos? Imai zechus. And again, his words, it seems, weren't effective. And then the Midrash says, but we saw sure at that time, Koftzo Rochel Imenu lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rochel Imenu was kifetzes. She jumped up before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And she told her story. She said, Rabbeinu Shalom, Golu lefonecho sheyakiv avdecho ahovani avo yesero. You know, Yaakov loved me with an avo yesero. And he served Lavan for 7 years in order to be able to have me as his wife. And then at the end of the 7 years, my father Lavan decided to swap me for Leah. And I heard about it. And I didn't want Leah to be embarrassed. And I gave her the simonim, the signs that Yaakov and I had agreed upon. And not only that, but I lay under the bed so that I could answer Yaakov Avinu, so that he should recognize my voice. V'gomalti chesed imo, she says. I was gomeles chesed with Leah. V'loi kinesi bo. And I wasn't mekane her. V'loi hitzisio lecherpo. And I didn't allow her to be shamed, to be embarrassed. And she says, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, in that zchus, have rachmonos on Klal Yisrael. And the Midrash says, miyad, immediately, Niskalgalu rachmov shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Va'oma, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Bishvileich Rochel, ani machzir es Yisroel im koimo. Bishvileich, because of you, ani machzir es Yisroel im koimo. I will return Klal Yisrael to their place. I will bring them back to Yerushalayim Mir HaKodesh. And then the Midrash brings the beautiful pasuk that we lay in the Haftarah of the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Ki Omar Hashem, Koil Beromo Nishma, a voice was heard on high. Nehi Bechi Samrurim, a voice of bitter crying. Rochel Mevako Al Boneo, Rochel is crying for her children. Me'an Ole Yinochim, she's inconsolable. The Eibishter says, "Koy Omar Hashem mini koy leich mi bechi." HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Rochel, "Stop crying. Ve'inayich midimo, dry your tears. Ki yesh socho lifula seich ne'um Hashem v'shovu me'eretz oyev." There is reward lifula seich. for your act of giving the simonim to Leah, for that remarkable mesiros nefesh, ki yesh sachar lefulaseich, v'shavu me'eretz oyev, v'yesh tikva le'achriseich ne'um Hashem, v'shavu vonim legvulam. What Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe Rabbeinu weren't able to achieve, Rochel imenu was matzliach, miyad niskalgalu rachmov shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Medrash needs some explanation, because despite HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepting the bakosha of Rochel imenu, despite HaKadosh Baruch Hu listening to her plea, Klal Yisrael went into Golus in any case. The Beis HaMikdash continued to burn. Klal Yisrael was sent into Golus. And the Golus continued and has continued almost 2,000 years. We're still here. So what was the Havtocha? What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu promise Rachel? What did she achieve? So Kipshutai, the Medrash, is saying that ultimately, when the Geula will come, it will be in the Zechus of Rochel. But perhaps there's an oimuk, there's a depth here in the words of the Medrash. We know that the Ovis HaKdoshim and the Himois, they implanted in us the midos that have become the trademark of Klal Yisrael. Through their avoda, they gave us for all time those special midos, the ovis and the imois. They created Klal Yisrael. They gave us our DNA. And that's who we are. We're Bnei Avraham, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov. We're children of the Heilige Imois. From every one of them, we received a different midah, a different avoda. And perhaps the Medrash is telling us that the midah that will bring the Geula is the midah of Rochel Imenu. When Klal Yisrael are able to connect to her midah, when Klal Yisrael are able to follow in her ways, then v'shavu bonim ligvulo. Miyad niskalgelu rachmov shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'oma bishvileich Rochel ani machzir es Yisrael limkoimo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said bishvileich, because of you, because of your midah. When Klal Yisrael will exhibit that midah, when Klal Yisrael will be children of Rochel Imenu, then v'shavu bonim ligvulam. So what is her midah? What's the midah of Rochel Imenu? The midah of Rochel Imenu is the most beautiful midah in the world. It's the midah of Ayin Toivu. Rochel Imenu didn't just do chesed with Leah, but she gave away to Leah that which she wanted most. And v'loi kinesi bo, she says, I wasn't mekane her, I was happy for her. The Maharal in Sefer Nesivos Olam, in a Siv Ayin Toivo, he explains the difference between a Lev Toiv and the Ayin Toiv. We talk a lot about the Maila of Lev Toiv, of having a good heart. And then there's Ayin Toiv. What's the difference? So the Maharal says that a Lev Toiv is someone who wants to give good to another person. Ota gute Herz. He wants to give. He wants to help. He wants to be there for someone else. But then there's Ayin Tov. Ayin Tov is a new level. Ayin Tov is when a Yid wants that it should be good for someone else. Kasheh uritze v'chofitz sheyeh chaveri b'shleimus uvetoiv. When he just wants that yena, that someone else should have it good. When he rejoices in the fact that it's good for someone else. And the two don't go together necessarily. Person can have a leiv toiv. And he wants to give. And he does give. And he runs around being goymil chesed. But he can still find it difficult when someone else has it too good. And Bifrat, especially if he has what I need or what I want. Rochel Imenu gave away to Leah that which she wanted with all her heart. There was nothing she wanted more than to be the aim of Klal Yisrael. And at the time she didn't know that she would also be Zoicha to marry Yaakov Avinu. She thought she was giving everything away. She gave away what she wanted most to Leah and the Loi Kinesi Bo. She says, I wasn't mekaneh her. I was happy for her. That's beyond our soga, such an ayin toivo. And it's interesting, sometimes hard to make sense of. Klal Yisrael have such a leiv toiv, mi ka'amcho Yisrael. The chesed that exists in Klal Yisrael, it has poshut, nothing to compare. Not just it has no equal, it has nothing anywhere near it. In every area, we're there for each other. Just in the last few months, Klal Yisrael have given tens of millions of dollars for Acheinu Bnei Yisrael in Ukraine. And in every area, we're there for each other. Al kol tzara shaleitovi. But Ayin Toivo is so much harder. And it's strange. If a Yid needs a kidney, Rachmona Litzlon, people come running. Yidin come prepared to give away their kidney to someone they've never met. Mika Amcho Yisrael. But when the same Yid who needs a kidney gets a new kitchen, then find it a bit difficult. Mechatesa, where, what's going on here? A new Baal Ba'amov, new Gvir in town. And that was the Madrigo of Rochel Imenu. She was that Ayin Toivo. I remember many, many years ago when I was living in Manchester, I remember going to an engagement, a vot, together with my Choshev Hashver, or Rav Shmuel Goldberg Shlita. At the time, my Shver was looking for a few shidduchim for his children. A few of his own children needed shidduchim. And you know how it is when you go to an engagement, it can be hard. You know, often you would have liked the chosen for your daughter. Maybe the chosen was even suggested for your daughter. And you want to go and be mesameach in someone else's simcha. So I remember my shver, my father-in-law, telling me on the way that people say about the Manchester Rosh Hashiva Zeichet Tzadik Livrocha that his gadlus, his greatness, was the way He was noisy but oil, the way he felt the tsar, the pain of every yid. And those who still remember, it was really out of this world. When a yid came and told the Magister Rosh Hashiva his tzora, he would cry. It was mamish, it was his tzora, it was his own tzora. He would plead with people, please let me know when things get better. He carried it as if it was his own. It was his own. So my shver told me, people say that's the madrega of the Magister Rosh Hashiva, the way he shares another yid's pain. But my shver said the emes is, the real greatness of the Magister Rosh Hashiva is the way he feels the simcha of another yid. The way when you go into him and you tell him of your simcha, his face lights up. Because it's easier to share another yid's tzora. When he's in a tzora, I'm helping him, so I'm on top and he's suffering. But when someone else has a simcha, when it's going good for him, and befrat, when he has something that I would like, so much harder. It's hard to feel simcha that he has parnasa when I'm struggling for parnasa. That he is gesund when I need gesund. That he has nachas when I'm desperate to have nachas. That he's making simchas when I want to make simchas. That's the madrig of Ayin Toivo. That's the madrig of Rochel Imenu. V'loi kineisibo. And that's the madrig that will bring the geula. Chazal say that the second Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, even though they were oisek in Torah and Gemilus Chasodim. But why? Because there was sinas chinam, baseless hatred. So they were goyim lechasodim, they were people with a lev toiv, they were doing chesed. But there can still be sinas chinam, sinner for no reason. Just hatred, discomfort, because someone else is doing well. I want to just add to this, that Ayin Toivo is a most beautiful midah, and it's the shpitz, it's the shlemus, the perfection of Bein Odom Lechaviri, of Avas Yisrael. But it's much more than that. Ayin Toivo is a different way of living life and a different way of seeing the world. The Gemara says in Maseches Sota, and the Gemara speaks about this mid of Ayin Toivo. The Gemara says, "Einoisin kois levorich, elo letoiv ayin." Means when it comes to benching, to Birchas Hamozin, and we want to be mechabed, someone to bench, someone to hold the kois shel bracha, and to lead the Birchas Hamozin. So that should be given to a toiv ayin, to someone who has this mid of ayin toivo. Zoi shteitin Gemara. Choose the person with an ayin toivo to say Birchas Hamozin. So why is that? What's ayin toivo got to do with leading Birchas Hamozin? So the Marshal says because the person who benches is the one who will give the brocha to the balabais. So we want him to have an ayin toivo so that he'll give a brocha to the balabais with all his heart. But the simple understanding of the Gemara is that we're talking about the benching itself, that the person with an ayin toivo is able to say Birchas Hamozin properly. So the Maral explains. He says, because the one who has an ayin toivo, who has this beautiful midah, so he can say Birchas Hamozim because he's connected to Bracha. The person who has Tzorus Ayin, who can't forgive, who can't live with someone else's success, he's not connected to Bracha. And I think that what the Maral means is that the person who has an Ayin Toivo is living in a different world. He lives in a world where he sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu's endless Hashpo. He sees a world of Hatova, of goodness. He knows HaKadosh Baruch Hu can and is Mashpia to everyone. And the fact that somebody else's Matzliach doesn't take away from me. He sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Yodcho Hamleo HaPsucho HaKdoisho V'Horchovo. So someone else has Parnassah, someone else has a Simcha. So that's just a raya that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being Mashpia. And he'll be Mashpia to me and he'll be Mashpia to everyone. He lives with a real worldview, with a real understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The person with Tzoros Ayin has such a small world. And he has such a small view of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If someone else is Matzliach Oive, he's taking away from me. He's making a simcha, so what will be with me? He's Kiviyochel, he's shrunk HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He lives in a world of competitiveness where we've all got to rush for the same bit of Hatzlocha. So Chazal say, you want someone to be Mevorich, you want someone to say Birchas Hamozim, take a Toiv Ayin. The Toiv Ayin, he can truly speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hatova. He understands who the Eibishter is. He knows that the Eibishter is Zones HaOlam Kuloi, Betuvoi, Bechein, Bechesed, Uverachamim. Einoisnen Kuis Levorich, Elo Letuiv Ayin. Shenem HaTuiv Ayin Hu Yevoiroch. The Gemara brings the Pasuk in Mishli. The Tuiv Ayin is blessed, and the Gemara says, don't read it Yevoiroch, but Yevorich. He has a Koyach to be Mevorich. Because he understands the world of Brocha that is. And so when we look to understand what we need to do. When we appreciate that Heichal Hashem Heimo, and we look to build the Churban, that is us. So, this is what's asked of us. Miyad niskalgalu rachmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'oma bishvileich ani machzer es Yisrael im koimon. Is this middle of Ayin Toivo that will bring us back? You know, our Gedolim have been telling us for a while now that we're almost there. The Sforim HaKadoshim explain that as we get closer to the Geula, we're able to benefit, to nush somewhat from the Oyer of the Geula. Moshe L'moad Ovodoyma, like a man who's traveling from one city to another, as he leaves the first city, he still benefits from the light that's coming from the city that's lit up. Then he enters the forest, he goes on his way, and it gets darker and darker and darker. But then as he gets closer to his destination, as he gets closer to the next city, then he begins to benefit from the light that's coming from the new place. So Yidden went into Golos, first he was still connected to the Oyer of the Beis HaMikdosh. But then it became darker and darker. But now in Ikvas de Meshicha, we're close to the Oyer HaGeula. The Rambam writes right at the end of Sefer Hayad, the very last Rambam, at the end of Hilchos Melochim, when the Rambam describes Yemois HaMashiach, he says, "Ubo'isay azman, lo yehisham lo yiroh v'lo yimelchoma, there'll be no hunger, there'll be no famine, there'll be no war, v'lo yikino v'sachrus, there'll be no jealousy, there'll be no competitiveness. There'll be endless hashpa of good. And all the pleasures will be available like offer, like dust. And so there'll be no kino. There'll be no jealousy. There'll be no ayin ro. We'll live in a world of ayin toivo." That's Yemois HaMashiach. As we get close to Yemois HaMashiach, perhaps we can nash from that ear, and we can find it within ourselves, even when it's not so clear that there's toivo everywhere. We can know that the emes is, the Eibishter is Ein Sof. We can live in a world where we appreciate and the Eibishter zones o'ilom kuloi betuvoi bechein bechesed uverachamim. We can live Mashiach dik. We can already live in this world of loikino v'sachros she'atoivo tia mushpas harbe. And so as we say the kinnas, and when we say the kinnas, we find ourselves broken. Broken for Klal Yisrael. Broken by the tzoros we've been through doir achadoir. We're connected with Achim B'Tzora. And perhaps we can, whilst we feel that Achdus, we can find within ourselves that mid of Rochel Imenu, that mid of Ayin Tuivo, as we experience the Eini Eini Yirdo Moyim, which the Sforim say refers to the fact that our eyes weren't what they should be. We can reconnect to the middah of Ayin Tovu. Be'ez Hashem will be zeicha b'koriv to the time about which the Pasuk says, Ayin b'ayin yiru b'shuv Hashem tziyin. Because this beautiful middah of Ayin Tovu will be zeicha to see the havtocha that was promised to Rochel Imenu. V'yesh tikvo l'achriseich n'um Hashem v'shovu bonim l'gvulon.